Welcome, Parshat Naso, the Midbar Perek A. Torah tells us the Berel Bnei Yisrael Yisho Yishak Yasu Mikol Chatora Adam Limol Mal Bashem. So to Meila, misuse. What's it referring to? So Rashi tells us Limol Mal Bashem Hare Chazer VeKatav Kan Parshat Gozal VeNishbal Sheker. These psukim are talking about where somebody steals and then swears and lies about it, and. This is Chazar v'Katav Kan. What is Chazar v'Katav Kan? We already had these rules. Where do we have these rules? If you go back in source 2, Ve'ikah Perikah, was a Kabbal of Nezer, Ki Tachdao, Malam, Mal, Bashem, Ki Cheshba, Mito, Pikadon, Bitzomad Yad, Begezel, Shakan, Mito. So what does that mean? You misuse Malam, Mal, Bashem. What's the misuse? Ki Cheshba, Mito. You denied having a Pikadon. You denied taking something. You denied stealing something. You denied doing something. So Rashi says, so if this was already printed, why is it here printed again? So Rashi says, Nishnei kan b'shvil shnei dvarim shenin chachuba. For Chiddush, for two reasons, and a new dinim that apply. One, about Chomesh Asham, if you're based on Edim, or, and a second one, Sheni al gezer al ger shu natun l'kohanim. It's to give us the extra din, the extra rule, that gezer al ger, when you return it, it goes to the Kohanim who are in the Mishmar at that point. Ramban also has that this parsha is about Gezel Ager, Lo Bala Chadesh El Gezel Ager, and therefore that's why this parsha is so short. So we have a long section in Sefer Vayikra dealing with all these rules. And here it's mentioned, Derech Agav, in like a pasuk or two, much shorter than it was in Vayikra. So Rashi and Ramban are telling us, yeah, it's only here to give that added detail. So the Sfarno also noticed that it's much shorter here than there, and it's and he said we have the Kabbalah. In other words, the Gemara Baba Kama already tells us that this parsha that we have in our parsha Naso in Perikei is about Gezel Ager, just like Rashi and Ramban said. But what Svarno does differently is he says Rashi and Ramban are willing to say that why is it repeated then? If it's about Gezel Ager and it's being repeated, why? So they're willing to say it's to teach us this one detail of a din. So the Sforno says, no, it's not coming to teach us the din. It wouldn't mention it in shorthand in order to teach one more din than it already taught in Vayikra. It must be coming to teach us a message. There must be moral ramifications. It's not just to teach another detail of this din. The other detail of the din it would have given elsewhere. It would have given in the first time. So the Sforno says, the Mol Mal Vashem, Kvar Bala Kabbalah Shazen Nemar Al Gezel Al Ger. It's already, we already know this about Gezel Al Ger. Kiyomanam Al Gozel Oto Mechalel Shem Elokav. When you steal from a Ger, it's not just stealing. It's not just stealing from anybody else. When you rob someone else, so you rob someone else. When you robbed, you shouldn't have done that. And there's punishments for robbing them. But it's way worse when you rob from a Ger. Because a Ger, the Ger is somebody who joined. He says, that's it, I want to be part of Am Yisrael. There's something great going on here. I believe in the Torah, I believe in Hashem, I want to be part of this. And what did you do? You went and you ruined that all. You stole from the Ger, of all people? Stealing is bad enough, but you stole from the Ger? L'chein yekram moel bakodesh. Misuse. Pasuk uses the word me'ilah, misuse. Moel Bakodesh. Chayav Asham Kemishbako Moro. And that's why you have to bring an Asham, because you have done misuse. What did you misuse? You misused Hashem's name. Hashem's name is supposed to represent the Torah and all that's good in it, and Hashem's Ashkacha in the world, and Hashem being in charge and having the most moral set of laws. And you know what you did? This person came from outside and now he's joining Am Yisrael. He wants to be part of it, and you ruined it. You misused Hashem's good name. You caused a Chil Hashem. What greater misuse is there than causing the Chil Hashem? And that's what the Sforno says this pasuk is teaching us. It's again coming to use the words Nimol Mal Bashem to teach us this extra idea that the whole idea of Gezel Ager, since this parsha is about Gezel Ager, since we already know the rules about Shlichat Yad Pikadon and Shvuat Sheker, so this parsha is coming to teach us about Gezel Ager. Beyond all those other cases, this one has the extra added Chil Hashem. There's an extra Chil Hashem when it comes to Gezel Ager. Stealing is bad enough, but you've also stolen. So we have to think of the ramifications of all our actions. Sometimes an action is not just good or bad on the simple level. I took something that didn't belong to me, I should return it, or I wasn't careful with somebody's property. But there's also the added consequence of Chil Hashem, like in the case of Gezel Geres. We have to be careful always in our actions to avoid any possible Chil Hashem.